This week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace. They provide you with the best tools and support to build your new website. You can showcase your work, blog, or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds, and there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. So head to squarespace.com/read for your free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code READ to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Build something great, make sure you show us, and let's move on. This week's episode of The Read is also brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere and at any time. Therapy can be as easy as sending your therapist a message with Talkspace, because there's no commute, no leaving the office, no squeezing in an appointment during your lunch hour, and of course, no judgments. So to match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, head to Talkspace.com/read and use the code READ to get $5 off your first month. Show your support for the show. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. Try them out, and let's get to the show. Well, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome me, welcome you. It's our second special pop-up show here at Sony Hall. Thank y'all so much for coming all the way to fucking Times Square to see us. The worst place in the city? Right. No, we literally all hate it. So thank y'all so much for coming to the worst place in Manhattan to see us tonight. We appreciate it so much.
We're here.
It has been a day. It has been a doozy. So, but amen, we're going to have a good time.
Every day in Trump's America is a doozy. Honestly.
Ain't that it? Ain't that really it? My God.
Honestly, at this point, it's just about whether or not you are awake in the morning, afternoon, if you're me, maybe evening, whatever it is that you get up. If God gave you, you know, light that day, it's just about what you're going to do with it. Because we don't have choices these days, especially those of us with melanin and, you know what I'm saying, sexuality that isn't hetero. Like, honestly, we should be going outside in full armor of God every day. So it's just...
I mean, I personally stay prayed up. I don't leave the house.
That's how I was raised anyway. But these days, you know, I say an X, I say a P. P.S. at the end of my prayers.
Oh, please, Lord.
To add an extra layer of a blessing, because my God, who knows these days. But thank you for being here, all of you beautiful black people and those who appreciate us.
Your random white boyfriends. Thank you so much.
Straight niggas who are here because you promised your girl that you would come and you already know that you don't want none of them issues. We appreciate you as well.
Yes.
And shout out to you. You know, booked a night at the show where you can get tapas. So if you don't even give a fuck about what we're talking about, get you some ties. There's loads of people out here. They got bow ties and shit on. Shout out to my nigga right here. Like, everybody... Super classy. So, you know, just have a great time. Thanks for coming.
Yes, hallelujah.
I am, who was I last night? I don't remember.
I don't remember
Sean
either.
Hannity's karma? Or was that the pot on?
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. I am Blue Ivy's intuition. I feel like it's always sharp and on point. That little girl knows shit. She does.
So, let's not waste too much time. Black Excellence tonight. First of all, shout out to the new Peabody Award winning Issa Rae.
Yes.
She just picked up a Peabody Award for Insecure. I mean, everybody loves Insecure. It's just great. So, duh, she deserves. Fantastic. I go back and watch the Nice for What video maybe at least twice a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, never stop playing that.
Still my favorite part.
Yeah, she's so cute and so smart, so successful. I'm just so proud of Issa and everything she's done.
And her smile is like... It would light this whole ass room, but then I would be upset because I would see y'all and then get my nerves bad. But you get the point. She's gorgeous.
She's everything. Very proud of her. A Peabody, you know? Like, okay, damn, that's some kind of fancy white people award. Not totally sure what that is.
Give it to the white.
But it sounds very classy.
She's got one as well.
Yes, I have a Peabody.
Ass.
And a Kilpatrick. Yes. I got all that.
Another very white ass award, Pulitzer. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar just got a Pulitzer.
Yes.
For the Damn album, which I'm still trying to decide if this is now my favorite Kendrick Lamar album, but I'm going to rest my understanding on that for a bit and see what I come up with. But I fuck with it. I love Damn. So, black folks out here winning awards, doing fantastic things. Mm-hmm.
Big shit.
Oh, they're all also up in Time 100. I think Lena Waithe is in there and Chadwick Boseman and
Rihanna.
Everybody's in there shouting each other out and saying nice things about one another.
It's Ava very
DuVernay.
Nice.
It's nice. It's great. It's beautiful.
Good blackness.
Well, from there we move on into the mess. This is a segment called Hot Tops, Pride and Prejudice. Get it, because that's a book, Pride. And then...
Yeah, no, we get it.
So, while some of y'all were busy overanalyzing Michelle Williams' ability to shake that ass, she was unbothered because guess the fuck what? Her possibly white man proposed. Is he?
That's right. You know, the other day I was like, well, I don't know. He might not be white. He might just be light-skinned like John B. And then I remember John B. is white. God damn it. Had me caught up. Because he looked like he go to the black barbershop to get that haircut.
That's it.
To get that beard lined up. That's and shit. Like, no, you don't look. The average white do not do that.
That's it.
So he has us confused with the haircut, but I think he is actually Caucasian.
I believe so as well, but like a little bit of Laurie.
So good for her, yes. Right, because he preaches.
Yeah, apparently.
And you know he must be preaching a good black Christian word.
Oh, I went to his page and he's got the church flyers side by side with nothing to black preachers. See? I was like, he makes messes.
Yes. He's one of them, like, I would only date a white man if he this, and this. And Michelle found her white man.
Just
so, you know,
in the church.
It's hard enough to find love and happiness with anybody, regardless of race. So if you manage to find it with another human being, you know, consenting adult, then I'm happy for you. And I am thrilled for Michelle Williams.
And you have to say all of those things.
You have to say those things. Because otherwise somebody would be like, well, I found love with two goats. And a 16-year-old, and you'd be like, okay, no, I'm not talking about your pathology. So,
well,
yes, very happy for my girl, Michelle.
Yeah, so I'm all for...
That light-skinned man has to go.
Justice for Michelle Williams. I'm making it a hashtag.
Yes, y'all better leave Michelle the fuck alone.
Michelle Appreciation Week.
Amen, always.
Tonight and Tooted or Rebooted. So the new reboot on the horizon apparently talks of a television adaptation of Boomerang on BT.
That's
Netflix.
Right. No is correct.
Boot. I'm not interested. I don't want it. I don't... The new series, this is what I'm reading from the website, will explore changing gender roles, office politics, relationships, and the conflicts between Generation X and millennials.
It doesn't... So the thing is, it's not even like a show that I wouldn't want to see. But first of all, don't try to make it a new Boomerang. Like, leave Boomerang wherever it is, whatever it was, let it be that thing. And then also, BET in their original programming has struck out like 98% of the time. So I just don't have a lot of faith that BET is going to put the money and people and devotion into making this as good as it could be based off the premise. I just don't have that faith in them. Yes, Frank.
Everything doesn't need a reboot. Stop trying to siphon money out of people's wallets through nostalgia. Stop taking things that are classic that you know are classic and thinking, how can I turn this into some money for today? Because y'all barely ever try. There are networks and producers and writers that I like and trust that I would not want to do a Boomerang series because it is unnecessary. If I want to experience Boomerang, I can go watch Boomerang. In fact, I can wait for BET to play Boomerang the same way that they will surely play Madea's Family Reunion and ATL and Roll Bounce. Like, you're gonna play them. I'll wait for you to do that. So if I wouldn't wait for like somebody that I believe is talented and can make great stuff to do Boomerang, BET, and they're gonna do it anyway and completely disrespect the lead. Well, if you consider Boomerang to be like a legendary movie or whatever, but classic.
Certainly a Negro classic, if nothing else.
If nothing else.
Right. Even though I have to admit that I can't say that I didn't see it, but I do not technically remember seeing
this
movie.
You have no memories of Boomerang.
Or any of the plot details. Don't do this, Negroes. I grew up in the Bible Belt. My mama was not having it, okay? If it wasn't on PBS, then I did not watch it. She took the movie guidelines very seriously.
Same.
So a lot of stuff I just kind of missed out on and haven't caught up on yet.
But
so.
You know who was in the movie.
I do. I know Eddie Murphy was in it.
Yes.
Pretty sure Halle Berry as well.
Absolutely. And we can stop there.
Thank you so much, because after that it gets very fuzzy and I'm going to get it fucked up.
Who wants to see Boomerang anything without Eddie Murphy and fucking Halle Berry and fucking Grace Jones and like...
Grace Jones.
Nobody. I don't want to say... Shut up.
Amen.
Speaking of reboots, somebody told 702 that we cared.
And they lied. Right, while y'all sitting here like, oh yeah, 702.
This is the same shit in music form. I can't think of who had like the lit reunion tour first. It wasn't Escape. This was like years ago. It was before Puffy did that reunion tour. And like, I remember there was like one band that got back together and went on tour for a little bit. And it was like the thing. No,
NSYNC?
It wasn't SWV. What the fuck is NSYNC got?
Well, I
soon as Justin Timberlake got white,
stand for NSYNC.
Soon as Justin Timberlake got niggas to actually appreciate him, he told the rest of them white boys goodbye.
I don't remember. I don't remember which black group it was that started the wave, but it has not stopped.
New Edition.
Yes.
Thank you,
sis. It was New Edition.
Thank you.
Them niggas had a BET movie and everything.
Got back together. They did that. Had all the aunties buying tickets and going out. And it was like the thing. Like, aunties all across the nation were talking about, did you go and see New Edition? It was like the fucking thing. Boyz II Men did it. Like, yep. A whole bunch of people. And so now every group that was a group is getting on iMessage and WhatsApp, and they're talking about an argument that they had over, like, the last, like, chicken wing or something back in 98, mm-hmm. and trying to, like, get over their old beef and to get together and go on
true,
tour
true,
now
true,
and try
true.
And get our money. I know 2 702 songs, Where My Girls At, and Steelo / the Cousin Skeeter theme song.
Wait. No, there's another one that's really popular. God damn it. Because now all I can think of is... Get it together. I don't really want to stay. I don't really want to go. But I really need to know. Can we get it together? Get it together.
Okay. So let's give them 3, right?
My song.
How much can you reasonably charge for an 8-minute concert?
$15 at the fucking most. Because you already know wherever they're going is general admission. They are not charging by location.
They better sing at Dallas
BBQ. Standing room only. Y'all better call the rec center and rent out as many of those as you can and have your 35 fans per city paying to see you.
Chelsea
Pierce. us. Y'all don't give a damn about 702. Y'all are not thinking about 702.
I mean, I liked a couple 702 songs, the two that I named. Yes. But I just,
I mean, we just had a Negro bonding moment. We all know the music.
I'm just saying, if 702 gets back together and like records a new album and it happens to be good and then they tour, I could understand that. You have a catalog. I can't name nothing but them two songs, 702 songs.
Right.
Are they going to bring out the Cousin Skeeter puppet and Bill Bellamy and do all of that too? Like,
and I didn't even know they did that theme song. So it's going to be brand new for me when I see it.
Skeeter is what I want. Skeeter is like...
You niggas do love 702, shit. They do need to go back on tour, goddamn.
That was such a ghetto, like, hood rat.
Love it, I love it.
Children's show.
Every time I think of my cousin Skeeter, what I actually think of is my brother and me. With Amanda Seals in them.
Goo that is not the punch.
Yes.
Goo punch.
Oh my God. It was only one season. No, y'all don't remember.
My brother.
But it was so good.
Was good.
Not the same as Smart Guy, which may also be what you're thinking of. No, it doesn't.
Smart Guy is still funny. Like, don't get me started. That show was hilarious. Mo and Marcus? Comedy gold.
Anyway.
Speaking of reunions, Farrah Franklin had the nerve to open her mouth talking about she would love to participate in the next Destiny's Child reunion.
Sis, Farrah.
First of all, did you ever get your luggage? Like...
Let's start right there. Beyonce said it was more important for you to leave than have your luggage together. And you acted like you didn't understand what the fuck she was talking about.
And y'all were in the studio.
Right. And she said, is it? Like, no, I think you should just go. Farrah was in the group the shortest amount of time of anybody and therefore is the person the rest of us care about seeing the least. Niggas would go up for Latavia and Latoya way faster than they ever even pretended to give a fuck about Farrah. And the truth of the matter is that Beyonce does Destiny Child reunions whenever she wants to, and she brings the bitches she intends to bring. You just saw it last damn weekend, which means that there is never going to be a Destiny's Child reunion that includes Farrah Franklin because none of us give one fuck. About that
don't
girl. We do not
care about
thank you,
you
so much. Tell her ass again.
We don't care about you. If Latavia Robertson was happened to get, you know, the best day in attitude out of Blue Ivy and she received a text that said, come on through, girl, it's reunion time. First of all, they would still unscrew the bottom of this whole mic.
Tell her.
Because we're not here to hear Latavia sing. Latavia don't even want to hear Latavia sing. And we would still, as Destiny's Child fans, rather see her alongside
true
Latoya and
facts
Kelly and Beyonce than see Farrah Franklin do anything. Farrah Franklin could be bartending right now, for all I know. Like, no shade, tip your bartender.
Yeah, no, she would deserve her 20%.
We could walk past her outside and I would not recognize her. It's like, we don't want to see you do anything in the name of music, much less Destiny's Child.
I really couldn't believe she even cited her name in the conversation. Like, girl, you know good and goddamn well. Wasn't nobody out here thinking about your black ass. Is her voice even on any of the albums?
Don't know what you sound like.
I truly don't think it is.
We've never heard you.
Bye, Farrah girl. Bye, girl.
You didn't even sing on Say My Name. You were just in the video.
Right. Her vocals weren't even on the song. And then she was gone by the time they did Survivor. So it's like, what the fuck do you want to be invited for?
It took me 3 months to realize that you just weren't one of the other girls with plastic surgery. I remember seeing the Say My Name video as a child and being like, what the hell did Latoya do to herself? My older cousin was like, that's not them, stupid.
Yeah, she's going to just have to sit down somewhere. I'm sorry, girl. It's time to go get a job. Call centers nationwide are hiring.
It's just like, and they...
And I loved working at a call center. Do not get me wrong. That was the best, most funnest time of my life.
The worst of mine.
Well, that's because you didn't know how to act and you told everybody to call your job and ask to talk to Kid Fury.
Fuck them.
And then wondered why thousands of calls poured in for Kid Fury. Like, duh, nigga.
I mean, I didn't expect y'all to do it.
Anyway.
Farrah needs to find something else to do is the point of that story. Next. Apparently, Lauryn Hill will be...
Y'all are already tired.
You're very rude. You're rude. So Lauryn Hill has decided that touring is something that she feels like she's going to do again. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Right, there's an asterisk next to that tour on every date.
So, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Miseducation, she wrote a haiku, a poem. It's very, like, it's deep, but it just talks about how much the album means to her and, you know, what she felt like it did for the culture, and she wants to go and celebrate it on tour. No update on her chakras, because for me,
yes.
It was like, how are the alignments
doing?
Of the chakras looking?
Yes.
Let us know, because you told us that it was troubling for you, it was difficult for you to get to your shows on time because your chakras be all over the place. And like, I get it. You know, my chakras do what the fuck they want.
But I still go to work even when my chakras are like, bitch, let's stay home and watch ID Network. Let's just stay home and eat some Chinese food and just stay in the bed. Even when my chakras are aligned towards not doing a goddamn thing, when I am contractually required to do that thing, I'd be like, listen, ho, we will eat Chinese food and sit in the bed all day tomorrow. But today I have to go to work. And so I just go to fucking work. Whereas Lauryn Hill seems to drag her ass to work 2.5, 3 hours later. You niggas don't get home till 1:30. This concert is on a Tuesday. Like, you ain't got shit else to do. Your kids is like, I thought mommy was gonna be back. Mommy did not come back till 2 a.m.
Mommy didn't.
Lauryn Hill was bullshitting and then performing a bunch of fucking remixes because she's not allowed to do the regular version of her songs.
Did you even get the rights to perform? Because I don't want to hear none of those trash can beat versions.
I do not want to hear the Kid Cudi version of To Zion.
Care for me, yes, I don't care for me, there, for, like, that's not...
Okay, maybe I do want to hear that one. I do want to hear that one.
It should be wearing like a floor-length skirt and some boots and be like kicking it up, looking like the Witches of Salem. I love Lauryn Hill. I just feel like, you know, I will not be purchasing a ticket to Lauryn Hill.
No, I cannot do it.
And it's unfortunate because I would like to see her perform something at some point. I love her and what she's done for the culture. But it's like if you buy a ticket to go and see a Lauryn Hill concert, you're either one or two people, right? And I feel like either way, you're fucked. Because if you're like, that bitch ain't showing up for 3 hours, so I'm leaving the house in 2 hours or 2.5 hours or whatever. Like, you have to show up late and like guess when she's going to show up, I guess.
Right.
But then it's like, what if you do that and she actually decides to show up on time this time?
You're going to be pissed.
But then if you do show up on time and she doesn't, it's like she needs like an app or she has to use like some sort of whatever her social media is. And before every show, she has to be like, I just left the house. Like she...
Right.
She needs like a
Lauryn
Hill
with us.
App, like Lyft or whatever, with just like her face and it shows on a map
where she is
real time.
She needs to share her location and add us all to Find My Friends.
Yes.
So that we know exactly where she is.
It's only fair.
What you really got to do is call your little cousin that ain't got shit else to do and will do anything for $20. Anything. that broke ass cousin and just be like, I need you to go to the Lauryn Hill show on time for me. Stand there and hold my spot. I'm going to be in the parking lot smoking weed and drinking Henny.
That's
when
cruel
she, when the lights change. No, it's not. When the lights change, text me. I'm going to come take your spot, give you your cash. And thank you very much for a job well done. I got a bunch of broke-ass college student cousins that will do that shit for
me. I mean, if they'll do it, then you've already got a plan. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you have to do. Otherwise, Lauryn Hill is going to fuck you over one way or the other.
I just feel like the Lauryn Hill app needs to happen. Really, for the... It would just save so many people grief.
Yeah.
And it'll probably make her more money because then you have like a solid form of I know when the fuck to leave my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can pregame and then I get my notifications, Lauryn Hill, like I just walked out. Like, all right, pack up the car or call, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go.
Otherwise, you gotta,
I just don't trust it.
Right. You have to restore some trust in the community. We have lost that with Lauryn.
Lauryn Hill essentially said that she didn't pay her taxes because she didn't want to.
Which is valid. I just have to say, that is fucking valid. When you are making the money Lauryn Hill was making, you're like, why am I giving $1.5 million to a federal government that don't give a fuck about me? Like, I do not want to pay this money. But you do also have to pay that money. And they will not just let you cook. They're not going to forget that Lauryn... They're not going to forget the Fugees and Sister Act and Miseducated. They're not going to forget none of that, girl. They want their fucking money. So I wish her the absolute best. I do love Lauryn Hill. God damn it, Drew. Do you have to leave with your light-skinned ass? Anyway, I do love Lauryn so much, and I wish her the best. I may actually buy a ticket and pay somebody like Drew to go stand in line for me and just wait so that I can have a decent spot for her, because I'm always rooting for black women. I always want the best for black women, especially somebody like Lauryn, who has given me an album that was so important to me when it came out. So it's hard to say this because I do love that music and I do love her, but girl, we're at a point where we can't trust that you will show up when you say you're going to be somewhere at the time you say you're going to be there. If it was 9:30 and y'all was still sitting here waiting on us, you would be like, I don't know who the fuck Kid Fury and Crystal think they are, but if they don't get their black asses out here and do this goddamn show so I can go home and roll up, I'm done with them bitches. It's the same thing with Lauryn. Like, girl, we're just asking for the same thing we're asking out of every other performing artist. So just please make it happen.
Honestly, I'm surprised her fucking sample on Drake's song was on time. It should have came on.
I'm sure when it comes to approving money, her people are on top of it.
Okay, what else is here? Black China has broken up with that foster child.
Hey, man, because wasn't that nasty as hell? He wasn't even like one of them 18-year-olds who look grown as fuck. So you'd be like, wait a minute, that's not a man. He was one of them 18-year-olds who look like he's still in fucking eighth grade. And you'd be like, what did you see in this man? He looked just like your son. What did you see in this man? That didn't make no sense. So good for that.
There's something wrong with her. Wendy Williams has issued an apology for coming for the Clark sisters.
The church blacks were not having it.
When I tell you that I saw like nonstop church shade directed towards Wendy Williams because she said something about the Clark sisters needed to step their game up if Snoop Dogg was number one or something like that. Like, very light shade, I felt like, coming from Wendy Williams. And I also found it very interesting that the church was so upset about it since y'all be the main ones who live for half her mess anyway. Like, I don't even watch. What time does Wendy Williams show even come on? It come on in the morning?
Okay, 10 a.m. She said it fast. Bitch, 10. That's what my DVR said. And I watch it every day.
When I see Wendy Williams clips on my timeline or Instagram and shit, it be the same ones posting Sunday morning joy and shit. So I don't know why the girls were so... I mean, I get it, I suppose. I just felt like calling y'all out because I thought that was dumb. And I don't even understand why the fuck she hopped on there and was like, you know, I met the Clark sisters back in 1970 and I just... I've always been a fan. Let's sing them together. Like, bitch, you've said far worse about people and you're apologizing right. for this. They're going to watch your show tomorrow.
I guess, Wendell, I guess.
Paula Patton is sleeping with a married man.
Most of these hoes are.
Well, his name is Zachary Quitman, and he is a real estate agent from Malibu. Guess the race.
Quite.
He happens to also coach kids basketball on the side, which...
That's fucked up.
I mean, it's... Yes. I thought it was odd. But anyway... I guess he coaches Paula's son's team as well as his own or whatever. And that's how they met. They apparently, according to reports, they moved in. He moved in with her after a month of them dating.
Just like some lesbians. Just like my people.
But y'all move quickly, successfully. I don't know how y'all do it, but y'all be like, hello, it was very nice to meet you. Will you marry me? Here's the ring. The U-Haul is outside. You can put your stuff in at any moment. And then fast forward 10 years, like they have four kids and they're happy as shit. I don't know how the fuck y'all do it, but you do.
I don't know how the rest of them hoes do it either. I personally am not with that shit no more, but...
But you and I are unkind.
It's true. We're not nice to people, and that makes dating and establishing connections with other that much more difficult.
Sure.
We just aren't willing to do it. So I'm sure that's at least 50% of my problem, but very happy for Paula Patton and her married white man, I guess. What? What the fuck? If this is a white boy we haven't even heard of. Is he at least ultra fine? Cause
no clue what.
Damn, he not even fine.
Oh, y'all seen him? Okay.
Ooh, wee. Well, girl, in that case, it's nothing else that can be said.
Well, you know, sources were telling the gossip rags that, you know, they felt very disgusted that Paula was speaking so openly about it in the basketball games because she knew that he was married and everybody knew and how could she? And the wife is just devastated and picking up the pieces of her life and it's all about the kids and so on. Of course, he says that he had been separated and moved on before he started dating Paula and don't believe what you hear. And we here at The Read don't really give a shit. But if you
it's true.
You want us to know there is that Paula has moved on from that embarrassing Robin Thicke album. And in fact said that she used to ghostwrite for Robin Thicke under a different name, Max something, I think. Max Haddington. Oh, you read all the blogs, don't you?
That's her fave.
You here representing the Shade Room? You never know. I don't know. The girls might just pop up.
And right, because you're right. I don't give one fuck about Paula Patton or this white man, so... The fact that it's even a topic, I'm struggling here to be, like, finding an ounce of a shit to give about this because I just don't. I just hope everybody's minor children are in therapy. They probably are. And just getting the help and support they need while their parents fuck it out in real time for the blogs. I just hope that they're all well taken care of. Is there anything else?
Do you want to talk about Tamar being kicked off our sister's tour? Do you want to talk about Mariah being sued by her ex-manager and some story about her going crazy?
Well, Mariah is certainly more relevant than Tamar, so let's go there.
Okay.
Easily. That's not even difficult. That's not even hard to come to.
So Mariah Carey's former manager, Stella Beloshnikov.
Okay, sure.
Filed a lawsuit against Mariah for sexual harassment, breach of contract, violation of the U.S. Civil Rights Act. That's my favorite part.
I really need to know what that is.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I cannot wait. Is it on the basis of disability,
because Stella
race,
is
age, gender?
Ivory. Stella is very white. Breach of contract violation and the Fair Employment and Housing Act. So, I mean, this to me sounds like I got fired, I'm mad. I don't really know the details of it, but that's what it sounds like to me. Stella looks like she has great lawyers. Apparently she does, because they have been, you know, I think maybe a week or so ago, Mariah had this whole story where she was talking about being diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2001 or 2011.
Right, and I actually thought that that had everything to do with it. I thought maybe this woman suing her, it means it's going to come out in the court documents that Mariah has been mentally unstable at points in the past. So she just decided to beat everybody to the punch and be like, yeah, I have been dealing with XYZ and trying to figure out a combination of medication and therapy that works for me and all that. Like, honestly, when I first heard that headline of Mariah talks about bipolar disorder, that was the first thing I thought, sad as it is to say, that somebody was coercing her into being like, either you gonna say it or I'm gonna say it and get paid off of it. So that part is sad. I feel like, you know, dealing with mental illness is so personal and such a, like, deeply intense, like, internal struggle that having to be forced to talk about it is kind of fucked up. But, again, I just really want to know what claim this white woman has with the Civil Rights Act that Mariah violated. I really need to know what that was.
That's the detail that I'm waiting on. This whole story about, okay, so they just posted a story about something that happened in 2016 where Nick Cannon called Stella, the manager, because I guess the nanny was at home panicking because Mariah was dressed up in a ball gown with a tiara and a ring pop on that she said she got from the royal family, which maybe she did. Like, everybody knows Mariah loves ring pops.
Harry seemed like the type to just send a box of ring pops to Mariah Carey's house. He do. So
when's
maybe
the last time
it sorry is
about
real.
You a ring pop. Mind your business. And then she also allegedly said that she wanted a table prepared for her and the twins because they were going to have dinner with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Prince, all of whom were dead at the time. Which,
yeah, freak,
you know,
freak
maybe
her
the
right
legends
the fuck
talk
on out.
To y'all after. No, I don't have one for that.
Yeah, no.
Either way, I don't know what this again has to do, whether it happened or not, with this manager or this lawsuit or whatever, but all I can say is I don't expect much to come from this lawsuit with Stella, because A, I have seen her perform as a manager when Mariah had that mini series or whatever that was just about her being rich and sort of working, and
her docuseries
She sucked. Like, she was an awful manager.
Right.
I remember they were late for, like, a whole show in another country because the girl booked the wrong thing or didn't do something or whatever. Like, you didn't seem like the greatest manager anyway. So I'm not surprised you don't work for her anymore. On top of that, Mariah Carey successfully sued her ex-fiancé for wasting her damn time.
And she won. And she got her fucking money. So
she said, I could have been doing me making Mariah money on my own bad ass self, but I decided to agree to be married to you or whatever and come live with you or whatever, and now I'm not doing that anymore, so give me what I'm owed.
And she got
said,
her money.
I agree. So
right.
I mean, good luck.
Right, so it is what it is. I mean, I'm sure we will find out what happened in detail as the story develops, but I'm always going to be, I don't know, like, I'm very protective of Mariah Carey in the way I'm protective of most black, like, celebrity female entertainers, because I feel like the world is already rooting against you anyway. And I think it took a lot of courage and bravery to be open and honest about her mental illness and you know, the ways that she struggled with it and all that. So, and again, some of Mariah's worst performances came under this woman as her manager. Like, she was her manager during the New Year's Eve fiasco when J-Lo outpouring for Mariah Carey, which should never fucking happen. That should not even be a sentence that is true and makes sense, and yet it is. And I feel like this woman, this white woman, is part of that. So I would love to hear what she thinks was done against her, but I'm always rooting for Mariah and for Mariah's health and happiness, always.
You know, lawsuits are the, you know.
Oh, yeah. Anybody will sue. If you have $5 to your name, somebody will sue you for it. So, amen.
It's America's favorite pastime.
Right. It really is.
Last but not least, Kanye West has returned.
Not this nigga, please. I'm sleepy and you're tired.
Kanye says that he is writing a book on philosophy. Except he doesn't like the word philosophy. It sounds too heavy, so he uses the word concept.
Because concept is more Instagram, whereas philosophy is more real life, which Kanye is not in touch with.
So he's been tweeting ferociously for the past few days. Lots of just random quotes that seem like they would come from somebody's Insta story or whatever, and it's just like fake deep shit and some stuff that doesn't really make sense to me anyway. And in the sea of all of that madness, he said, "Oh, by the way, this is my book that I'm writing in real time. No publisher or publicist will tell me what to put where or how many pages to write. This is not a financial opportunity. This is an innate need to be expressive. I will work on this book when I feel it. When we sit still in the mornings, we get hit with..." Why is he putting a capital W in front of all these we's like he's talking about Jesus?
He gone.
Oh, he is a god. That nigga. Remember that.
Oh, no. What? Hell no.
You don't remember that song? I delete.
Oh, that I am a god that song. I was like, oh, no. Skip. I don't know the fuck you talking about. Only one serve, one true and living God. The hell you talking about, Kanye? I skipped right over that.
We get hit with so many ideas and so many things we want to express. When I read this tweet to myself, I didn't like how much I used the word I, so I changed the I's to we's.
But it's not we.
See, this doesn't have anything to do with me.
Right. It don't have nothing to do with the rest of us, because you on some rich, delusional nigga shit that the rest of us don't know nothing about. The rest of us still have to go to work every day and figure our shit out. We don't know what the fuck you on, Kanye. We have not been with Kanye in a long, long time.
If you're interested in any moments from Kanye's philosophy Twitter book, you can look forward to things like these quotes. "Too much emphasis is put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take an update." This has got terrible fucking punctuation. Like... this is why, like, publishers and editors and all of those things come.
Yeah.
Andy, half these niggas with books out right now don't write anything. They just got somebody else to write it and then sell it. It's okay. Like, you need help. "Cars have four wheels. Hoodies have hoods. It's amusing to me when someone says this is an original hoodie. Bro, it's a hoodie."
I cannot believe that Kanye, who used to bitch about like all these fashion brands not paying attention to him and not being willing to worth the investment of like time and energy into him, all of a sudden acting like he don't understand that, yes, a hoodie is a hoodie, just like a t-shirt is a t-shirt, but you can sell your fucking burnt sienna $450 t-shirt with holes in it on your website, just like the rest of us can come up with an original design for our hoodies and put it on the fucking hoodie and sell it. It's like he doesn't... how do you not get what you're saying when you tweet these things?
I guess that was like his defense for when them little girls put their face over Tupac and Biggie and the rest of them niggas. Like, I don't know.
Okay, I don't have time.
I honestly feel
like
they just put like some wires in his back and then he just does I don't know. But Surprise is supposed to have an album coming out June 1st. He says it's only seven songs. And then he has an album coming out on June 8th with Kid Cudi that will be called Kids See Ghost, which is also the name of their band.
I don't trust none of that.
He also has been showing previews to his clothing line, his Yeezy collection, which I honestly believe is a social experiment. I think...
It has to be.
That in some time in the future of Kanye still with us, he is going to talk about how he was able to make some of the ugliest things in creation and y'all niggas bought it anyway. I saw he has like a slide out right now that looks like a gummy bear, and... Literally, a young disabled man on Twitter, I think his name on Twitter is Cripple God. I'm not making this up. He tweeted Kanye back a picture of those shoes and said, I wouldn't wear these if they could make me walk.
That's fucked up. Very real, but fucked up.
You can go look for it.
I mean, I said a couple days ago when I saw my whole timeline going up because Kanye was tweeting shit like, fuck originality, copy off everybody else, it doesn't even matter. And niggas was like, wow, this is so deep, so profound. Kanye is on another level. I said, you niggas need to chill on Kanye. Chill the fuck out. I personally am devoting as little energy to Kanye as possible till he explains that Trump shit. Because I ain't forgot when you said that if you would have voted, you would have voted for Donald Trump. I ain't forgot about that. You never addressed it. And I ain't forgot about when you carried your black ass up to Trump Tower like Steve Harvey and got embarrassed just like Steve Harvey's ass did. But at least Steve Harvey had the dignity and grace to go back to niggas and be like, my bad. I have forgot. I am so sorry, blacks. I have forgot. And y'all are the ones who made me rich, and I need to never forget that again. He did. No, Steve Harvey did do that. He did at least do that. You can give Steve Harvey that much. Kanye never did. And niggas was getting excited about Kanye all over again. I said, nope, it's just a matter of fucking time. And then today, what happened? This Candace Owens Trump bullshit. Exactly that. Talking about how he appreciates the way Candace Owens thinks. Meanwhile, Candace Owens, if you don't know her, she's basically a black cross between Tommy Lauren and Laura Ingraham, if Laura Ingraham was like 25 years younger. Yeah, she's one of them black MAGA girls. She's Diamond in Silk minus 30 years without the finger waves and the freezes and all that. And she is a YouTube personality who talks all about how, you know, the right is right. She's one of them alt-right blacks. Like, she is totally on the other end of things. Right. So when Kanye legitimized her ass this morning on Twitter and referred hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to her YouTube channel and basically endorsed the way this woman is thinking, on top of all the Trump shit he did before, I truly feel like it's one of four things wrong with Kanye. He's still fucked up over his mama's death and he hasn't dealt with it, which is very real. That's very real. And most of us see the difference between Donda Kanye and not Donda Kanye. Because as leads into my second point, before Donda died, Kanye would have never in his life dealt with a fucking Kardashian. And that fucking family is out of their minds. They do everything for attention, money, and media. They just simply do. It is what it, not just saying, it is what it is. Also, I know I'm getting mad at you when you didn't even argue, but also, rich niggas have a tendency to forget what it's like for the rest of us and only know what it's like to be rich and distance from the rest of us. So when you are very wealthy, like Kanye West is, millions and millions of dollars, which most black people will never see, you become very detached from reality for the rest of us. And that shows in Kanye's music. If you have truly listened and been a fan along the line, he used to be very real and very in touch with who he was. And as his music has progressed, he has lost more and more of a grasp on that. So it's those things. And then the fourth thing is the nigga could just be on drugs. Y'all know good and damn well, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, niggas love to be on drugs that the rest of us just do not do. Niggas be casually snorting cocaine like it's nothing. And you be like, bitch, am I witnessing somebody snort some shit? It's just on a whole nother level. So I feel like it's a combination of those four things, maybe one of them could be missing, but I don't think the other three are. And I think that's what has Kanye in the place that he's in right now. He might just be sunken deep in that Kardashian toxic malice pussy and has no idea what he is saying or doing, or he might just be a very rich nigga who loves money and therefore he loves Donald Trump because Donald Trump worships money. Like, it's, I don't know what it is, but it's something that has me not capable of fucking with Kanye no more. And it's been that way for a while, but I'm glad everybody else is finally seeing it. That nigga needs help.
That's a solid analysis, Kanye.
Thank you so much. I mean, I say this as a Kanye fan. Like, he used to be my absolute favorite rapper. So it's difficult for me to admit that, but all of that shit is true. Like, life happens, and it fucks you up. And then you get rich, and you get fucked up some more, and you don't really know what's real anymore. And then your mama dies, and you lose all sense of everything. And then here come this white woman looking like an angel, but she's really Satan's vagina in disguise. And all of a sudden, you're a part of this crazy white cult family, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing no more. So it could just be a lot of things going on with Kanye. It could just be a lot of shit. And I hope he gets the help he needs.
Me too.
Because we're not getting graduation Kanye back otherwise. We're not getting George Bush doesn't care about black people Kanye back otherwise. That was actually the moment that made me a stan. That nigga went on NBC and said in front of a live audience, Michael Myers was like... Straight up, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Fuck Barbara Bush, by the way. I know that bitch's funeral was today or yesterday, whatever. Don't give a fuck about her either. Fuck that bitch. Bye, ho. So, bye, bitch. We don't care. I remember what you said about Katrina victims, and I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. So, Kanye, I feel like Kanye is way deep. Jordan tried to tell us about the sunken place, but truly, Kanye is in that bitch. And I'm not going to give up hope on him, but the shit is looking, it's looking very bleak. It's just not looking like reality. So it is what it is, sad to say.
All right.
I'm done.
Hey y'all, Mother's Day is around the corner, and a gift from today's sponsors, Sherry's Berries, shows that you put thought into her gift. Your mama will love it. I know mine did. I know I did. You can get some of those fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk chocolate, dark or white chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, nuts, and signature swizzles. It all starts at $19.99 plus shipping and handling just for our listeners, or you can double the berries for just $10 more, and you will definitely want to because they are so good. Your berries will arrive in a Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, so no need to worry about gift wrap. You just choose your delivery date and it's guaranteed. They've also added some great new stuff like Mother's Day cake pops, strawberry cheesecake bits, and artisanal chocolate truffles, all with your mom in mind, of course. There's only one way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. That's by going to berries.com today. Then clicking on the mic in the upper right corner and enter the code THEREED. That's berries.com, code THEREED. Also, you can double them for $10 more, so consider it, girl. Let them know we sent you, and let's move on.
Thanks again to Talkspace for supporting this week's episode of The Read. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. Remember, therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's about practical, everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. So the Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/READ and use the code READ to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this week's show. That's READ and Talkspace.com/READ. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Let's move on.
Well, we are going to take this moment to just move right along to the next segment. We're going to have Asante come up and we're going to...
Yeah! Give it up, our nigga, Asante! Check him out every week on the Friend Zone and his solo show, If I Were a Rapper. That's my friend.
So if you have a question, you can raise your hand. Asante will grace his way along over to you. Say your name, ask your question. And for those of you who do not have a microphone in your hand, when someone does, please be respectful of them, if not them, us. Because we have to hear the shit and respond to the shit. And if we can't hear the shit, we can't respond to the shit. And then there can't be a show. Cool? Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much. Asante, who is up first? Also, can somebody go get my tequila and orange juice?
Do you need
from the back? Thank you so much.
Or do you just need the orange.
He's already gone, so you might as well go ahead and ask your question.
Please stand up. Tell the people your name and your question.
Hi, I'm Claudia. Okay, so my boyfriend's Caucasian.
You was one of the ones who was in your feelings at the beginning. Okay. Got you.
I was one of those.
Copy.
So I've only dated black men before him, and I'm going to Jamaica on Wednesday, and I love me some Jamaican men.
Are you taking the white boy with you?
No, I'm going with my friend.
You're just making all the wrong decisions.
Yes. So he's
from
very...
From a white man to a Jamaican man. Like, do you want love?
I don't, because I'm also Haitian, so I don't want love. I must not
She said, actually, I gave up on love a long time ago. I'm here for dick and dick only.
This is my last hope. But honestly, he's very nervous about me going away. He's like...
He should be.
But he's like... overly nervous, so like I'm trying to like settle it, but I don't know how because I love Jamaican niggas. I don't know what to do.
Well, girl, how we gonna help you? We don't know nothing about white people.
I just want to know how I'm gonna like how to make him feel more comfortable because none of my friends know how to make him.
Girl, you want the dick?
I do.
All right, next question.
I can't deal with this nigga. She was like, I mean, I love Jamaican niggas.
You
I can't
really
wait
brought
to get
tequila
Jamaican.
Out here for this bitch that's clearly already
thank
been drinking?
Thank you so much.
See.
Oh, thank
go
you.
Go cheat on him. I mean, you clearly want to. So
yeah, go do it. Just go do it. It doesn't count if you're
break,
not
first
in the
of all,
same country.
Break up with him. You don't want to be with him.
I guess.
And you already know that you're trying to go down to Jamaica and get your groove. What? Bad. So do that.
It's true. It's
and
fact.
The nigga know you about to go down there and cheat on him. So let's just have the conversation and then go get fucked with some fucking rice and peas on the side.
You already know you about to cheat on him. Soon as you land, let you find a fine nigga, girl. It's going to be over for your white man and he knows it.
I mean, but either way, there's a strong chance you got to stab one of them. Like,
good luck. Asante, who you got next?
Hi, my name is Nadine, and I'm from the 305, so I love you, Kid Fury.
Shout out to Dade County.
I was wondering if you can say, how was it like to act on Dear White People, and is acting going to be something more of that we see from you?
Hey, thanks. What was it like? It was great. It was like a defining moment for me. I was very nervous leading up to it and didn't know how I was gonna do, but once I sat down and we did like the first take, I felt like that's what I need to be doing. So
look at you. You better walk in your purpose,
nigga.
Yeah, the
plan is to do more of that. So thank you. Great question.
How beautiful. Can't wait to see it as soon as Netflix puts it out.
May 4th.
Hallelujah. May 4th, Dear White People Season 2, only on Netflix. Check out my nigga Kid Fury. Asante, who's next?
It's not an ad.
No, that is not an ad. Thank you for asking the question.
I'm back here live in the black
room. Yes, hoodie hoo. Yes. Hey, color people section. What's up?
Hi, I'm such a huge fan of you guys. My name is Farida, and look, I know not many people watch Scandal anymore, but the season finale...
I didn't see it yet. Thanks, next question.
It was good,
anybody
girl.
Who don't like it can leave. That's it. It is what it is.
Well...
I loved it, but I don't want to talk about it in detail because he hasn't seen it, and I'm sure a lot of y'all haven't seen it either.
I mean,
either,
you can come up on stage and we can fight.
I'll be glad when we can talk about it.
All right, so this next one isn't a question either. I can't get too far to the front, but this young lady has some gifts that are super dope she wants to give. So.
It's weed, isn't it?
What's her name?
Her name's Keisha.
Thank you, Keisha. I don't know where you at, girl, but I'm waving at everybody.
Hi, I'm over here.
Okay, thank you, girl. Oh, hey, thank you, girl. We appreciate it so much.
It's Steven Universe.
Aww.
She it's what? Really dope. We should say
Steven
now.
Universe.
Like, you get this
yeah, oh, Steven
did Universe. You hear Now and Laters?
I personally love Now and Laters.
I mean, I would have been excited if it
she
was
actually
some
did
now
these
laters.
Really dope Steven Universe.
Oh,
drawings.
How dope!
There are two of them here for you.
Wow, thank you so much, sis.
Okay, the people performing.
Do we have a question
you
on
are
our way to the front, or
yeah, we're moving on to this side of the room.
Okay,
hopefully
great.
The hand raised is a question. I'm gonna hand it off. Tell the people your name and take it away.
Hey, Asante. Hi, my name is Queena. First of all, thank you.
That is
you
a festive name.
Thank you.
I know a girl whose name was Queena, and she used to do her first, middle, and last name for everybody like it was an announcement.
Queena.
Queena Adeze Edaza. And you'd be like, okay, girl, go.
Well, I am African, so you know.
Yes, and yes. She was too. So she would never let anybody forget it. Amen. Hope Queen is doing well. Anyway, what's up with you?
So I got two quick ones. First one is, what is left for the Queen Beyonce to do in your eyes?
Girl, listen. I feel like I've said this a million times, but whatever the fuck Beyonce is gonna do is bigger than what I could dream for her. Yeah. It just is. She has continuously defied expectations and gone above and beyond. What she has done, as well as what the rest of these hoes are doing, clearly the rest of these bitches are lazy as fuck.
Exactly.
Because when it comes to Beyonce, they simply do not have the range.
No.
So whatever Beyonce, I don't even put expectations on her anymore. I have not since self-titled dropped, because that completely fucking blew my mind.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew Beyonce was on another level and she was going to continuously blow my damn mind without any warning or anything like that. So I don't even put anything on her as far as like what Beyonce is going to do next. Or anything like that. I just sit back and wait to see what color Suge is gonna put on the wall. I just wait to see. Because you never gonna know what the fuck Beyonce is up to. Mm-hmm. You're just never gonna know it. So
she's just put out so much at this point, and I can't think of anything that's been disappointing. So I just allow I leave my trust in her and Parkwood. And whatever they give me, I spend my money on it. You see that pop-up Coachella shit came on, and I just went, add to cart, add to cart. I didn't even look at it. And I just gave her my money because it's hers.
Add. Yeah.
Well, at this stage, I tell all my coworkers, if you don't like Beyonce, you probably kick puppies. And you don't like good things in your life. That's all that's left.
I will agree with that second part.
Yeah.
There's some happiness missing in their lives. Yeah, definitely.
So speaking of my coworkers.
Oh, girl, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, she had two questions.
Oh, that's not what we do.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. Thank you, Crystal and Kid. Love you
guys.
Thank
you.
Girl, thank you so much. Asante, do you have somebody else?
So I'm going
lined
deeper
up.
Back
I wasn't
into
ready.
Going deeper back into the hole here, so you really ain't gonna be able to see me.
Yes, in the back.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Hey, shout out to the back. We see you at the bar, the real niggas who was like, I can't be too far from the liquor. Yes.
But really. Hey, Crystal.
Was there a bartender last night that had a question, or was I making that up? Because if you're still here, you should definitely ask your question. Maybe
I don't think a bartender had a question last night. I think they were just waving for the hell of it.
I was very high, so.
What's up? What's your name?
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Kid Fury. My name is Glenn. Like,
hey.
Glenn Close.
Awesome.
Sure. Okay.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so my question is, when did you guys first realize you liked the same sex, that you were gay?
Oh my God. How did I know that's what you was finna ask me? I had like a raven moment.
The last thing I saw coming.
I knew it. I said, God, this bitch about to ask me when I first noticed women. For me, I would say when I was first super aware of it was senior year in high school. I was just starting high school, starting my senior year, 16 years old. And this girl caught my eye and she just really had me fucked up all senior year. I just could not stop talking about how much I thought she was so fine.
I know she was handsome.
She is. She's quite handsome. She's married now with a family. So... I'm married to a woman,
right.
Still dyking, and has, you know, her dyke family, and I'm very happy for them. But I was just obsessed with her that whole senior year. And then, I don't know if it works like this up north, but where I went to school, seniors graduated probably 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the school year. So we took our finals early and everything else. And on the last day that seniors were in school, my friends were like, bitch, I swear to God, if you don't tell that bitch that you like her, I'm going to punch you in your fucking throat. Like, I am so over you. Don't talk about this bitch no more. So she put her number in my yearbook and I called her.
Gay.
So old. I'm sure now niggas just put their Instagram ads in people's
Absolutely.
Yearbooks, if they even still have yearbooks. But so from there, we started a relationship, and it was, you know, very lesbian, lasted for like 5.5 years. But that's right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So great in hindsight. Loved it so much. But that was definitely when I first felt like, I am not all the way heterosexual. What about you, friend?
Nigga, I don't know.
It's been forever. You've always been into niggas.
Maybe when Alan Payne was on The Cosby Show. You remember when Alan Payne was on The Cosby Show?
No.
Like that same season that Erica Alexander was on.
Okay. Like one of the later friends. Ones. Gotcha.
Maybe then. I don't know. I've just always been gay, sis.
Thank you so much for that very personal question. What's next?
Okay. Ready now? Oh, hi. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Kefiri.
Hey, girl. Wherever
you
are.
How you doing? I'm Dinesha. So I just wanted to ask
you. You can fight, can't you?
I actually can.
We know you can, Dinesha.
So I had a beverage, so pardon me.
It's fine, girl.
So have we.
So Kefiri, small dog owner to small dog owner.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge problem in the dog parks with Caucasian women not watching their animals,
mm-hmm.
and they're like wreaking havoc all over everything. And when I try to regulate, or if I try to say, hey, you might want to get off your phone and like look at your dog, I get called aggressive. I get called aggressive. I'm taking it too seriously. I just need to chill out. I don't know how the dog park works. So, because like I'm an idiot or something. But
is the dog park like a dog fight club where them niggas go at it?
See, Crystal, that's why I asked Fury. No. I'm sorry.
I wish I knew where you was so I could look at you and cuss you out. How you gonna be mad at me for asking a clarifying question?
Hiding now. It's where you take your dog to go run and socialize with other dogs. It's not a fight club.
I done forgot the damn question now. Yeah, I mean.
But just, I guess what it is, I think. Someone told me they were light skin problems, but I don't think so. But I'm sick of being yelled at the dog park at white women and not feeling like I can be my full self and like.
Have you tried more than one dog park? Is this
yes.
Okay. Well, Link and I, we don't frequent the dog parks. Usually if I want to take her out to play with other dogs, I know people with dogs that I can, you know, let her play with, or like the Bark Shop, which is a black owned dog place in Harlem. They have dogs there all the time. I'll let her play with dogs there sometimes during the day. If I want to let her run around, she can run around in the apartment I pay my rent in every month.
We also have a really open outside rooftop that she likes to run around in and things like that all the time. My dog is a lot. She's very bougie. She thinks everything is hers. And so when I have gone to dog parks and things like that, I haven't had trouble with other dogs because she gets everybody else hype. She's like the Lil Jon of dogs. Like, she's just like, everything is like, what? Okay, like, she just runs around and everybody is excited. So they have fun. She's really the Beyonce of the dog park when we go there. Everybody's excited to see her. But I understand, you know, other people not watching their dogs or handling their dogs the way that you might. I imagine for parents, it's similar maybe when you take your kids to the park. It's other moms out there that ain't watching their damn kids and you're looking at them like, bitch, do you know that you gave birth? I don't know. You know, like, I'm not gonna force you to do anything with your dog. If your behavior with your dog is making me uncomfortable or like making me concerned for the safety or comfort of my dog, I'm leaving. Because there are plenty of places that she can go and play and stuff like that. And God knows she's got the whole fucking world, so I don't wanna hear it anyway. But as far as them telling you that you're aggressive or, you know, speaking to you like that, I assume that that's, you know, because they don't have respect for you because you're black women and nobody respects y'all. No shade. You know what I'm saying? Pipe up on them and cuss them the fuck out. Maybe you need to be aggressive. I mean, you're talking about, like, owning pets, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. If, like, my safety or comfort or my dog's safety or comfort is in concern, like, I'm going to tell you need to get your shit together. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Fight me.
I would just like to reiterate, all I was asking was whether this was some kind of goddamn doggy fight club. But since you wanted to act all stank about it, Asante, where's our next question?
She just wanted to make sure you wasn't implying no Michael Vick stuff going on now. Because when she said that, it was
okay.
I mean, that was what was called a joke. Like, it was like humor.
I'm like, because damn, like, who just lets their dogs fight? But you know, you had to be some right, extra. So
this is actually going to be the last question.
No, let's do one more after this one.
Okay.
So okay, great.
Go ahead and stand up, tell the people your name, and pray it's a good question.
Okay. Hi, y'all. I'm Kay. So I kind of grew up in an area with a lot of, like, you know,
white people.
Yes, thank you.
How did I guess?
Thank you. Thank
I didn't
you.
Know if it was going to be me or you.
Thank
I
you.
I was literally half a second from saying it myself.
Yeah.
I don't know what took you so long because we knew that's what you were
going to say. Yeah, you totally did.
You know, I enunciate my words, but
yeah, you know, you absolutely do. It's fine.
So, be careful.
I, you know.
Be careful.
Anywho, to my question. So, I have a girl that I follow on Instagram, and she has a son. She is Asian. Her son is black, and I basically told her, just because you suck black dick doesn't mean you can say nigga.
Wow, can't believe you were that woke.
I am very woke. And she told me that this is her child, so she can say whatever she wants. But it wasn't like she was being mean, but she was like, look at this nigga, and it's her son. But I can show you screenshots. I was pissed.
No, I believe you. I believe you,
so,
girl.
Anywho, am I, like, wrong that that bothers me? That, like, you know what I mean? That
hell no. It's too many non-black people, including people of color who are not black, who feel like they can shit on black people because they're not white. And it's just...
So my question is, how do I, like, address it and be like, hey, you're not black, you're Asian. I'm not going to call you an Asian derogatory term, so you don't say nigga. How do I say that without seeming like I'm, like, a mad black girl? Because I'm not mad. Like,
No. You should be mad. You should be mad at the thought. It's okay to be mad. You got to listen into a seat at the table again, sis. You got to sit down and really internalize the message, because it's fine for you to be mad about that. That half black baby don't deserve that. And he's going to develop a complex from his non-black mama referring to him as a nigga all the time. Because if she's doing it on Instagram, you can guarantee she's doing it in person. So I feel like you're well within your rights to be angry about that. You should should say it exactly the way you want to fucking say it. And I'm sure she's mad at you and she don't want to hear that from you and she might block you or never call you back. I don't know if y'all are real life friends or whatever.
Mm.
Okay, so it don't even matter. It might be something like that, but at least you said what you needed to say and you were real and honest about it, unlike probably everybody else that's following this bitch and co-signing her bullshit. Like, say what you need to say and get it the fuck out, because black kids deserve and need that kind of protection that we don't just automatically give them. They do. Even when what is potentially hurtful is coming from one of their parents.
I was just saying earlier today, it's like funny to me that like every race has a derogatory term, but everybody wants to say nigga. Like, why don't you just use yours? Why don't you reclaim
it whatever the Asian derogatory term is? No, you can't do that, because that's too much like right.
I'm just saying, like, it's always a fascination with what we are doing and what we are saying and things like that. You want to say nigga because you think saying nigga is cool. That's why. Period. It has nothing to do with what the word means or why or how you say it or your son being black. You know you ain't got no business saying it.
Right.
And you're using your black child as an excuse for you to get away with saying it. Say whatever Asian derogatory thing is. Make that cool. White people could easily go around and call each other honky. It wouldn't bother me. Like,
I would actually live to hear white people call each other cracker. I would live for that.
Why not do that? You gotta say nigga for what?
All right.
Is that the last one?
No, we have one more. Tay, who's our last question?
So I've got this beautiful brown woman back here.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Your name?
Assuming it's that way.
My name is Shantae Roxanne. And,
no, it's not. What's up, Shantae?
I'm going on 3 years in marriage this year. And I have, in these 3 years, I have not rocked the mic, if you know what I mean. He's a very patient man.
Well, you must be doing great things in lots of other places, honey.
I want to be able, I'm not confident. I just want to rock his world, I just need some help, some confidence.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you so much, Shantae, for your question. I have an immediate follow-up question that I need you to answer if at all possible. Is there something that's keeping you from doing this?
Maybe.
Can you tell us what that is?
So it's a bit of a mixture of things.
Okay.
I'm not all the way. Can people stop looking at me?
I mean,
well, I don't
girl, standing up talking about dick sucking. Like, if it helps, so, we definitely can't see you. So
I'm not all the way confident about it, because I, you know, there's gag reflexes, all of that stuff that's involved.
Uh-huh.
Is it a foot long?
Yeah, no, it's healthy. It's a healthy... It's a... You know, there's no problem with that. It's healthy. It's like, it take a long time, and it's like...
What?
It just...
So you don't want to suck a man's dick and
quit playing. Like...
Man a long time to come? I feel like everybody else has the exact opposite problem.
And then also, I just feel like I have too many rules. Like, I need to get over it. Like, mind over matter. Just
okay, hold on. Let me ask you a couple of questions. How restrictive... You don't have to give me any details. I don't even want them. But how restrictive would you say you are in like, everything else? Are you the type of person who's like, oh, no, my knees, or, oh, no, I can't, oh, but my back? Like,
no,
can
no,
you, like, go all the way to 10 and 20 everywhere else? Is it just this, or
it's
what?
It's just this. Like, I'm okay with knees, back, whatever. Like, that's fine. This is too much.
It's not. It's not. Let's lift the stigma.
Yeah. Okay. Let's work through this.
Okay.
As a group.
He's cut.
So you are most concerned with not performing well and feeling
not
like
performing
you
well.
Didn't.
And then like I can't do it like on the spot. Like I need a shower first. Like I need to know he's clean.
Well, I agree. Make these niggas wash their nasty stale balls off before you put them in your mouth.
I agree with that. And I have heard over and over again, oh, that's just Virgos. Virgos are crazy about cleanliness. Why will be that? I don't want to taste all day on your nutsack.
Somebody says that's just Virgo.
Or in the middle of your clitoris or anything else. You need to rinse that the fuck off before you put it in my face. So that's not unreasonable. Tell that nigga to get a clean washcloth, go in there, cut the water on hot, and rinse it off before you get to putting your mouth on it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I feel like I've lost all sense of what's going on tonight. Sweetheart.
Yes.
If you've listened to this show long enough, maybe you have heard the smell and taste episode. Now, I don't know what kind of niggas y'all be laying down with or whatever. I know it's plenty of niggas that will go out and play ball for like 4, 5, 6, however many hours and come home on further dick and just be like, get to work. And plenty of y'all do. And that's your business. Crystal is correct. I feel like there is nothing wrong. I feel like a washed dick is to be expected. Like I would...
It's the bare minimum of me.
I know that some of y'all get your kinks and things that you like, and I'm not here to shame you. If that's your thing, do you. I hope that you're seeing and, you know, an ear, throat, ear, what is it? Ear, neck, and throat?
The ENT.
Yeah, you need an ENT. Make sure everything is sanitized or whatever. You don't want polyps or whatever, but... At the meat of this conversation, what we're saying, no pun intended, I'm sorry. What we're saying here is, sweetheart, get over it. Suck that man's dick. It's been 3 years. If you don't suck his dick, somebody is definitely going to do it. Unless, I mean, honestly, he may have been getting head this whole time. I don't know the nigga. I would hope not. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
Yeah, honey.
Girl, I mean...
Like, yeah, we're talking about niggas. Yeah. So
we're talking about niggas.
So, I mean, I'm sure there are YouTube, Pornhub tutorials. If you want to practice, you can go out to one of these sex shops here and get something if you really want to get some training in or whatever. But you need to suck that man's dick.
I know.
I'm telling you, you've been married. You've been together for 3 years. It's about time. And it's fun.
The throat spray.
I mean, again, it's fun if you're
personally,
not being a
prostitute. I like it. So, like...
I hope you are not
learn
being
Learn to love it. That's yes. What... And that is...
A bunch of smells.
Here's my tip. Because I'm not going to get to, like, playing with this microphone. I feel like you want us to show you how to do it, and that's not going to happen.
Okay.
But the when you like it... People that I... My theory is that people who like giving head give the best head.
It's true. The best head is an enthusiastic, consequential head.
It.
Yes.
All right, learn to
learn
love
to
it.
Love it to the point where you throw the nigga in the tub yourself and scrub him down because it's.
But I would
7
love
PM.
To suck your dick. Let me just get that washcloth real quick.
TGIT is off, Insecure is off, and I'm ready to suck dick. Get your training in.
Yes.
Put on Nice for What, whatever gets you confident.
And if you are incapable of doing it, I would suggest talking to a qualified professional, no shade in that, because honestly, mental health therapists and psychologists are here to help us. So if you have a real block there, something that you didn't feel talking about in front of all these judgmental ass black people, I understand.
You get it.
So, you know, get the help you need, but oral sex is certainly a normal and healthy part of most people's relationships.
And
so if you feel incapable of doing it, you should work through why that is. But good luck to you and your man. And again, it's nothing wrong with demanding clean penis
it
balls.
Should
nothing
be
wrong with that.
Expected.
That shit should not smell sour.
It shouldn't be a discussion.
You should not have to put your lips where lint
duh
lives. It should not be that way. So thank you so much to everybody who got up and asked a question tonight.
Support for today's show also comes from Squarespace. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace, with beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. Customize everything from the look and feel to setting and products, all optimized for mobile right out of the box with built-in search engine optimization.
You can showcase your work, blog, or publish content, announce a special project, and even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks, then use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever, though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Head to squarespace.com/read for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code READ, that's READ, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/read, offer code READ. Keep dreaming, but make it a reality with a website from Squarespace.
We are going to move right into the read portion of the show, and I just have a couple of quick things to talk about before I'm done. First of all, I'm not sure how many of you heard this story about the YouTuber in Brazil who goes by the name of Reset. He apparently has 1.2 million followers, and he decided that it would be funny and cute and like a fun joke to take all of the cream filling out of Oreos, which, by the way, niggas love, how dare you. But he scraped it all out of the Oreos and replaced that cream filling with toothpaste and then fed that to homeless people. Which is even worse, right? It's one thing to shit on like your daddy or your nephew or your nieces or cousins. So it's one thing to play that kind of joke on family and people who are close to you and people who know where their next meal is coming from. It's a whole nother thing to go out in public and find a random person on the street and feed them something that is not even food under the guise of being funny or being a joke. So, of course, he recorded this for his YouTube channel. I believe he made about $5,000 USD off of this video. Again, he has 1.2 million followers, so a lot of people are engaged and tapped into what this motherfucker is doing. But he's currently facing 2 years in prison. Amen and God bless. Because he gave this random homeless person these toothpaste Oreos. The man got very sick, had to be hospitalized, was concerned about his safety because who knows what these random young kids will do. And that's part of what I wanted to talk about. Like, first of all, I think it's really fucked up, this younger generation. And I feel very old when I say this because I remember old people saying this about me when I was a kid. But I'm worried about this new generation being so concerned with filters and looks and likes and retweets and that sort of bullshit, to where all they care about is comments and engagement, and they don't care about the actual real life effect that they're having on people. Like, this is a real homeless man that you did not know. This man is living on the street. So how dare you offer him something that seems like nourishment and is in fact a poison, is in fact like a punishment for being where you are in life. It's just very fucked up, and I'm very glad the Brazilian government has taken charge. I hope this man sees every single day of those 2 years and then some, because it's beyond fucked up to punch down in the name of comedy, especially when you are involving people who had no idea what was happening and have no other way of taking care of themselves. It's just trash and garbage. So fuck that nigga. I'm sure none of y'all followed whoever the fuck Respite or Revive or whatever the fuck his name is. I'm sure none of y'all followed him anyway. But also, Infinity War, the Avengers War, whatever, I don't know what it's called, is coming out in a week, 6 days or so, something like that. Everybody's very excited. Next Thursday, I'm sure half you niggas will be at the AMC watching your movie. And it's fine and it's great. I just want to remind everybody, like I was talking about for Black Panther and Acrimony, if you happen to bring your small children to the movie theater, please remember that them little niggas are not capable of maintaining control of their emotions. They are not capable of being silent throughout the whole almost 3 hours of the movie like the rest of us are. So when your baby starts to screaming and shrieking, or when the aroma of doo-doo draws in the diaper starts wafting through the theater, I just need you niggas to get the fuck up and take your baby out. That's all I'm asking. Do not let your child scream and holler throughout the movies. I was saying this the other day, I am very patient when it comes to the idea of taking children out in public. I do not believe that you should leave your children home in all places and with all spaces and with all circumstances, because they need to learn how to act around the general public. And the rest of us need to extend that grace, because at one point we were that asshole 3-year-old. So that is very much true. But there are some spaces where quietness is not only encouraged and required, but it is necessary in order for the rest of us to enjoy the show. And the movies and the theater, those are prime examples of that thing. So take your baby, by all means, wherever you want to take that little nigga. I get it. Devontae needs to get acclimated to what the real world is like. But do not let that nigga disrupt the show for everybody else. Please get your black ass up and take your baby out as soon as he starts screaming. Please do not have the rest of us turning around, staring at you, acting like we have an attitude with your 3-year-old when really it's your problem. We're not mad at your toddler. We don't even know that nigga like that. We mad at you because you didn't get your grown ass up and take that baby out when he started acting a fucking fool. So please just do that for Avengers and every other movie that's coming out. That's all I gotta say. Thank you so much, people of color, for paying attention. Please put that in action.
On that.
Amen.
If you must go and see this movie, opening weekend, if you're that excited, bitch, I imagine that you heard the release date the same time as us, which means that you have had weeks and weeks and weeks to call your meemaw, your dad, uncle, cousin, line sister, line brother, best friend.
All them niggas.
And ask them if they can watch Devontae on April 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, whatever the fuck. Like, you've had forever to pick a day to find a sitter. I mean, I don't want to hear no fucking bullshit. If your baby is crying in a theater, I'm ruining everyone's experience because I fucking had it. I'm standing in my seat and I'm yelling at you. And me and your toddler can fight. Me, you, that nigga, John, me.
Amen.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn, friend. What you got for this week?
All right, so I don't have like a full passionate read. I just have some shit that gets on my nerves. So, just.
Yes, Furious Thoughts Live. That's really what this is. It's just a Furious Thoughts. Let me tell you how stunned I was when I looked over early and your whole drink was gone. Nigga, I was like, what?
Oh, I drank it before I said.
No, I saw that much later, but yes. What's okay. up?
Number one, I appreciate all of y'all who have been enjoying that I am enjoying The Office. It's new to me, old to many of y'all. It's great. I love it. I am not done with The Office. I have a full life with work. I'm a single mother. I have responsibilities outside of watching television, and The Office is 9 seasons long on top of all of the other fucking shows I watch, which is why I'm behind on everything, including Scandal right now. So with that being said, I like that y'all are enjoying it with me. Please stop sending me your favorite clips and moments and quotes from shit that you don't know if I've seen it yet or not. Yes. Y'all have spoiled about 3 or 4 fucking Office moments for me already talking about, didn't you love this part from season 9, episode 25? Like, no, bitch, I'm still halfway through the fucking season. Can you calm down? Yes. This is what I'm... And I wanted to watch The Office all the way through before I said anything, but it's too goddamn long. But this happens every time I talk about a show that's been done, which is why I usually don't do it. I watched the first season of Breaking Bad late, got on Twitter and was like, yeah, this Breaking Bad show y'all talk about all the time is really good. I'm loving it. Niggas was like, wait until he dies, my nigga. Life changing.
That's fucked up.
And I try to leave y'all alone because I understand it's with good intention and everybody's having a good time, but just let me finish The Office. Thanks. Next, I'm tired of all the gays knowing each other. I'm just going to go ahead and say that now. I'm tired of all this, specifically the black gays. Y'all all know each other. I blame Instagram and fucking Facebook and the rest of social media. You can't even meet a fag no more without them knowing 3 or 4 of the fucking niggas you already got in your life. It's strange. I don't like it. The goodwill gays, I'm tired of it.
It's a gay man in the middle of audience who is getting his life right now. And I'm not going to point him out. But, oh, there you are. Okay, you pointed yourself out. Yes.
Next, for those of y'all
also tired.
For those of y'all who put your Cash App name up on Twitter talking about if anybody just, you know, wants to do it, that's begging. And I just want you to like stand up in it. And it's okay. I'm not like talking down to you. It's okay. Just don't argue with me when I say, oh, I saw you begging on Twitter. Like, because that's what you're doing. I'm tired of these ride-sharing apps saying that they're completing a trip nearby before they come get me. That don't have nothing to do with me. I don't care about that bitch. That has nothing to do with me. Why the fuck do I have to wait for you to take motherfucking Stephanie down to Staten Island or Far Rockaway, wherever the fuck, before you come and get me? This ain't 106 The Park. We're not shouting out area code. Where are all the drivers at that need to pick up somebody right now? Stop and wait, like, all of this piling up on top of each other and shit. It's annoying and waste time, and it gets on my fucking nerves. And I still gonna have to deal with somebody who gonna ask me, am I going to Brooklyn, even though it clearly says I'm going to Harlem. And what the fuck is wrong with Brooklyn anyway, bitch? You still have to take me. That's your job.
Right. That's your job. That's literally why I'm booking you instead of a yellow cab, because I want to make sure I can get home. That's literally why I'm booking you instead of looking for one of them yellow cab niggas. So just act like you know what the fuck I'm doing. My black ass money spends the same as everybody else's. It does. So take me the... Yes, nigga, I'm going all the way to 135th. And what? Take me home anyway, bitch.
Mighty fuck you to the Theta Tau fraternity in Syracuse. This is a fraternity that, I guess, posted a video on one of their secret Facebook pages, which is just, it's apparently an engineering frat, clearly white boys, and they decided it would be funny to post a video where they said something like, All right.
I am so sorry, friend. What did this engineering fraternity do?
A group of these white boys stood side by side and said things like, I pledge to always hate niggers, spicks, and fucking kikes. They made fun of disabled people, women, gay people. It was they thought of every living person that ain't straight and male and Caucasian and basically said, fuck them in this video. Of course, the video got out. Whole bunch of students protest. Syracuse expelled the fraternity. All of these students now have to deal with whether, like, they have, like, the student court or whatever.
Right.
They have to go in front of, like, a whole bunch of committees and the dean and figure out whether or not each one of them is going to be expelled or suspended or whatever. I obviously hope, you know, they get the worst case scenario, which for white people ain't much, but whatever that is, that. And, of course, like, their explanation, like many other white fraternities that have done this exact same thing, was it was a joke and it was a parody of Republicans. And
trash.
Blah, blah, blah. And my thing is, like, okay, why is it that when white people make these kind of jokes, white people are never the butt of the joke? Like, why don't y'all ever make fun of y'all? Why is it that you, like, white boys standing around saying all of the, like, minorities and people of color and, you know, differing sexualities and stuff, basically saying fuck all of them and we hate them? Like, that's not comedy, that's America. Where's the joke in that? Like, as a person who really, like, takes time to, like, you know, piece comedy together or take comedy, like, really analyze it and humor and, like, overthink a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this and I'm just like, where is the joke at? You think it's funny because you have no respect for any of these kind of people and you didn't give a fuck. And furthermore, you put it on a secret Facebook page because you knew that it was raggedy and wrong and it would get y'all in trouble. And that's exactly what the fuck it happened. And have you ever see, like, have you not seen the same thing happen before? Like, it's a million of white fraternities that have done this before and given the exact same excuse, and each and every single one of y'all have gone to hell, if not raised a whole bunch of, like, commotion for the school and for your organization, a whole bunch of shit. So I don't, like, like you have said on the podcast
multiple times. Like, white people hate being called racist or being, like, called out for being racist, but not enough to stop being racist. And it's just confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, if any of y'all have seen this bracelet, these are the Kamoya beads from the Black Panther film.
Yeah, Koye beads.
I ordered these the weekend that the film came out. A friend of mine was like, yo, like, have you seen these? You can get the shit for the movie. And I was like, yes, Wakanda forever. I must have them. I ordered these February 22nd. I got these a week ago.
A mess. Trash.
I got an email maybe April 12th from the website that makes these or ships them at least, because I'm not even sure if the person made them or if this is just merch that they resold. I really don't know. But I got an email close to a week ago that said, so sorry that your order is late. Charlemagne the God posted his on the 19th of February, and we've just been sold out ever since. And it's just been so difficult, but we're going to the post office now. And we thank you so much for being patient. First of all, don't thank me for being patient. Don't speak for me, bitch, because I wasn't being patient. I was actually just getting ready to tell you to run me my ducats because I don't know what the fuck was taking you so goddamn long to send me the shit that I paid for months ago. Secondly, I don't give a fuck about what Charlamagne posted. Of course he posted the shit. He's a nerd and he's raggedy, so I should have known this was his fault. But furthermore, if he posted his shit on the 19th of fucking February and you've been sold out and struggling to send them then, why did you wait till the middle of April to tell me why I don't have my shit? Then it wasn't until this situation that I went on the website and found out that the woman who owns the website is white.
Trash!
So that is what I get for buying Wakanda from white people. I should have known better. But it's really great quality. It's got like a weight to it.
Like, I hate black people.
The detailing on it is absolutely fabulous. But I'm not going to tell you where I got it because fuck her.
That's right. We're not giving white people money for Wakanda products. Fuck out of here
ever
with that
again
bullshit.
In my life.
That's
I
right.
Known
I understand
that.
You just wanted your Koye beads. I like them very much, and I would also like some Koye beads. So.
That's not what they're called, but I agree.
Well, you know how I feel about a Koye, so as far as I'm concerned, that is what they're called. I think that is going to wrap up our second pop-up show of the 420 weekend. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming out. Kid Fury, do we have an acronym this week?
We don't have an acronym, but I just want to remind all of y'all that I'm fucking up my 30s and I don't give a fuck no more.
Yes!
So stay out of my way.
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Because we can fight. I don't care. Oh, you're going to play me off like this isn't my show? What if I wasn't done? I am done.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming to Times Square to deal with our black asses. We love you so much. Get home safe.